This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
In Milwaukee last night,
Booker turns, shoots, fires. Shot won't go. Tucker the rebound. And that'll do it. It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
First time in 50 years. Last time the Bucks were NBA champs, 1971. And they could not have done it this time without Giannis Antetokounmpo. He had 50 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks, and a 105-98 clincher against the Suns. Antetokounmpo's 50 points ties him with Bob Pettit for the most scored in a closeout game of the NBA Finals. He also joins only Shaquille O'Neal as the only players in NBA history with 3 40-point, 10-rebound games in a single NBA Finals. So good for him. He was named the MVP, obviously. Afterwards, he alluded to the fact that his upbringing wasn't the easiest. His parents were immigrants from Nigeria. They ended up in Greece, and he did not have papers for the first 18 years of his life. He didn't have official papers saying who he was and who he belonged to. Here he is talking about overcoming everything.
You know, my mom was selling stuff in the street. And now I'm here sitting in the top of the top. You know, and I'm extremely blessed. And that's why I'm extremely blessed. If I never have the chance to sit on this table ever again, I'm fine with it. You know, I'm fine with it, but, like, I hope this can give everybody around the world hope.
Yeah, there you go. Giannis Antetokounmpo, your MVP. Now, as far as the losers go, Chris Paul in the losing locker room was answering all the questions, including the dumb ones. This was asked of him.
What does it feel like?
I feel like we just lost. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, what does it feel like? Do you feel like a total loser? Does it feel like you got punched in the Johnson? Does it feel like a relative died? What does it feel like? How dare you ask that question? That's just the dumbest thing.
Yeah, it's not even a good question.
No, it's not. It's not a good question. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tommy and the Buccaneers were at the White House yesterday. They were celebrating their Super Bowl victory with President Biden. And at that point, Biden said some things, and then Tom jumped up behind the mic and had several things to say, including this.
It was actually a very challenging season for a lot of reasons, but we bonded together. We worked really hard. We put all our individual agendas aside, and we came together as a team. And sports has an amazing way of bringing people together. If you look at us, we're all a little bit different ages. I'm a little older than most of them, but we come from a lot of different places across the country, a lot of different schools, a lot of different backgrounds, but we love each other. We're committed to one another. And when you do that, amazing things happen.
He then went on to say this.
Didn't look great there. At one point, we were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
He also said that he did indeed forget what down it was that night in Chicago.
We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
I don't know, Tommy. That was Tom Brady and the Buccaneers at the White House yesterday. Over in Japan, the Olympics are underway. Yeah, there's a few sports that actually start before the opening ceremony. One of them is the return of women's softball this time around, and we had a good outing. Team USA beat Italy 2-0 behind a great pitcher named Kat Osterman, who threw 6 innings, allowed just 1 hit, no runs, struck out 9. So
nice.
Good job by her. The Team USA gymnastics squad, they're skipping the Olympic Village after one of them tested positive for COVID. They are going to stay in a hotel outside the village. They're trying to make sure they will be able to compete once these games for them get underway. The original Space Jam director.
Yes.
His name is Joe, and I don't know how to pronounce this. It's spelled P-Y-T-K-A. So I went to the computer, and it's either pronounced Joe
Pika
or Joe
Pita
or Joe
Very Old Grumpy Ass Bag.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
That
Very
sounds
old
right.
Grumpy Ass Bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came out swinging. He hates the new LeBron James Space Jam.
No.
Of course he does, because he's not the director.
Yeah, because he's not getting paid for it.
He says that it's an uninteresting mess. It sucks. It took him 5 separate sessions to complete the 2-hour routine of the runtime. The director also says that in 1996, Michael Jordan wasn't just the best basketball player, he was the biggest celebrity in the world. And while LeBron is an incredible athlete and a good actor, he adds, he's not Michael Jordan.
Well, no, but he's still a huge celebrity.
He also goes on to say that he feels that the 1996 Space Jam cast, featuring Charles Barkley, Muggsy Bogues, Sean Bradley, Bill Murray, and of course Michael Jordan, far superior to the new cast, which has LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, Don Cheadle, Michael B. Jordan, Gabriel Iglesias.
That's still a heck of a
it's
cast.
It's not far superior. I mean, if you want to argue, if you're a Bill Murray fan, I get it. You want to argue Bill Murray,
yes.
Fine.
Yes, and he was great in it.
But it's not far superior.
No.
It's not like, you know, it's LeBron James and a couple other guys. And when you're arguing that Charles Barkley, Muggsy Bogues, and Sean Bradley, of all people, nice guy.
By the way, you didn't... I don't think he had anything to do with those guys being in the movie, by the way. I'm fairly certain the NBA said, they're going to be in your movie.
I'm not sure how it worked, but I know LeBron had a recruit.
Yeah.
I know himself had a recruit.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if Michael was in on getting those guys in the original one. Yeah. But, like, okay, Grandpa, you didn't like a kid's movie.
Yes, that's exactly
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You poo-pooed a kid's movie.
Yep.
You know what? I hate to break it to you. I've rewatched the original Space Jam recently, within the last year. It sucks.
It's a kid's movie.
It's really not a good movie. But it's zany kid stuff and whatnot.
If you were five or six, you'd love it.
Yeah, but it's not a good movie. It's not at all. There's tons of problems with it.
All right, well, now watch the new one and get back to me, because I've not
seen... I bet you it's not a great movie either, but I bet you it's probably entertaining.
Yeah. You would hope so. In Major League Baseball, the Mets play-by-play announcer Gary Cohen has made the city of Cincinnati angry.
Yeah,
they have something called Skyline Chili. It's like
I've heard of that.
A big thing there.
Yeah,
it's served at Reds games, at the Cincinnati Bengals games, everywhere, every sporting event, and it's a chili that was named after the view of Cincinnati's skyline, and they're watching somebody on television during the game make Skyline Chili.
Okay,
and this is what Gary Cohen tells Ron Darling, the other broadcaster for the Mets.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili. The five-way with the spaghetti and the beans and the cheese.
Five-way.
First, the disgusting chili gravy.
And what do you put on
the onions?
You put some mustard or something on
it? Wait a second. After the onions comes the cheese, and that's what makes it the five-way. Here we go, is the cheese. They put like 10 tons of shredded cheese on there, and this is supposed to be food that you actually eat.
Now, does the cheese melt, or is that
Ronnie, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have not.
I would recommend...
Not having it, or...?
Well, no, you need to try everything once.
Okay,
right?
All right.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Try it once, and then you'll never eat it again.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the city of Cincinnati's angry at Gary Cohen.
I'm sure he's losing sleep over that.
I don't think, he cares. I have to tell you, I watched them make the Skyline Chili, and I was getting hungry. I don't know how good it tastes or how bad it tastes, but I would have eaten it at the time that I watched it.
You know what? If there's one thing we're good at here in America, it's making things that look disgusting
taste great.
Somehow, I can't get enough of it.
Yes, exactly. You know? I'm sure it's delicious.
I bet it is.
The Reds did top the Mets last night 4-3, so take that, Gary Cohen.
Yeah.
The Nationals, I don't know why I said that, I'm a Mets fan. The Nationals beat the Marlins 6-3, Yankees over the Phillies 6-4, Tampa Bay Rays 9-3 winners over the Orioles, Braves 2-1 winners over the Padres, and the Dodgers out west, they had a pinch hitter named Will Smith crank out a 3-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to beat the San Francisco Giants 8-6. And here's your fun fact. That gut feeling that you get sometimes, like when something's not right, you get a gut feeling. Well, it's actually a chemical signal from your stomach to your brain warning your brain of something.
Wow.
Danger.
It's like your
danger,
spider
danger.
Sense.
Yes. So
that's pretty cool.